Hey guys, how's everyone doing? I was reading the Iceberg Effect again, and I just like to remind myself of a few things, and it just brought me back to the whole mindset. Now, it's imperative to keep moving forward and building strength in your mind, just to keep going forward with what you want to achieve. So, if you stay stagnant, you're gonna fizzle out and not achieve anything more, and lose what you've gained. So it's important to strengthen your mind and educate yourself. And becoming a winner is a mindset of, believing it's not taking the part. So it's like when Dean was saying that when he was a kid, at sports day, all the parents were telling his all the kids, try your best, son. It's the taking part that counts. But his mum was like, no, you got to win. Second place is first loser, and that's something just Dean's taken through with him his whole life. A lot of setbacks, but he's achieved much, and it comes back to, like, an absolutely brilliant quote by Les Brown. And it's your past, the present does not have to define your future. So you can draw a line in the sand. Essentially, every day you wake up is a new beginning. You don't have to define yourself on old memories and what's happened in the past and your struggles or depression or anything like that. You can start from new, and put a plan of action together and just go from there. Make a slight improvement of very small baby step every single day. If you make a small baby step in the exact right direction every single day, within a year, sorted. And it comes back to the sort of fixed mindset of what people have versus a growth mindset. So, Dean in his accelerator program, you had two guys join on the same day, a guy called John, who was progressing through the training very quickly, got certified within a couple of days and progressed through the training. Every time he had a small win or a setback, he'd post his win on the Facebook group. He would always ask for help or raise a support ticket. He'd post value offering to other people that were stuck on things that he might knew about, so everyone was helping each other. And he started making, within 6 months, he was making four figures a month. And another guy called Bob, on the same hand, he didn't have much activity. He never really spoke to anybody. Kept losing his account. He had got shiny object syndrome. He was buying different products, is what was found out, and he never really succeeded with any of it. And that comes down to fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. So the psychologist Carol Dweck defines sort of the fixed mindset as people that believe their skills and talents to be based on inherent character. So, these types of people believe that, what you're born with is what you're born with, and you can't change. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, everyone's born somewhere. It starts somewhere, sorry. And you might suck at making money, or you might suck at writing a blog, or being on a podcast like I am now. But you keep doing it, you keep going at it, you make small improvements all the time. So before you know it, you'll get where you want to be. I mean, some people overestimate what they can do in a year, but underestimate what they can do in 10 years. I mean, look at somebody like Russell Brunson. Unbelievable. He makes some ridiculous sums of money from the value he offers. So I've almost defined the growth mindset there. So it's like, you know, people with a growth mindset believe that the skills and ability depend on, you know, actions and not just inherently what they have. You know, the story about Michael Jordan, he was, you know, cut from his high school basketball team, but he didn't give up. He kept going, and you know, Michael Jordan became Michael Jordan. So there we have it. And then there's also fears as well. People let fears get in the way. So it's like fear of failure, fear of what other people think, fear of being judged. It's almost like a fight or flight mechanism, trying to avoid danger. But you know, to succeed in anything in life, you've got to push past these to succeed, and there is born the entrepreneur. You know, a fear of failure itself is stifling. It would stop you from achieving anything in life. You need to be willing to take the risk and go after what you want, you know. Knowing that you'll experience setbacks and you won't always get the results you hope for, or at least not at that time, and that's fine. Failure is not necessarily a bad thing, so it basically just means progress. I mean, failure, you learn a lot more than things you succeed and take those bigger steps than if you're always succeeding. And that's just the basis of everything. That is fact, and the way you take that is dependent on your mindset. So if you never take the first step, you'll never achieve anything. I mean, for example, Thomas Edison, you know, what an inspiration. He's like, I have not failed. I have found 1,000 ways that didn't work. So that's just the basis to all mindset. I mean, this whole thing, you need to add value to people's lives. You can't just sit back and think, oh, I'm just here to make a couple of quid. It's you have to think like a businessman, somebody offering value to the world, as opposed to somebody that just wants to make some quick cash, which is can potentially lead to immoral behaviours. And it's necessary to take responsibility for your actions. You can't blame others or how they've affected your life in the past, or you know what people think of you, and you know, or so and so's holding you back, or you know, like me, I've got a full-time job, but I'm still posting most days. I'm still grinding, doing my organic reach every day, and you know, trying to get, as you all know, trying to get my Facebook account unblocked. And yeah, there's a few other things, avenues I could go down, but you know, mindset is just something you need to improve on every single day, and just get mentally stronger and resilient to the world, but also become, you know, more self-aware of what you need to improve on and how to help others. And that's the basis of everything in the world, you know. We're social beings. We're not, you know, cold-hearted, horrible people, and that's the way it shouldn't be. So that's partially my opinion, and partially, you know, what the powers would be. Everyone that's succeeded beyond their wildest dreams I've implemented. So any questions on that, let me know. I'll get back to you. Thank you.